It is time to chat to Bobs. Bobs, how's it going?
Yeah, good. And couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Don't ask me which leader in this country I would follow, because I'm like you. No one sort of jumps into my mind as being entirely fit.
All of them. And I mean,
honestly, you
sit and you look and you're like,
But even globally, to me, they behave like children so much of the time. And it always feels like they're so busy fighting with each other that no work gets done for us.
Yeah.
That's my problem. It's, you know, if you're fighting within your organization or your structure or your company, you don't grow the company outwards.
Yeah. And I suppose it always goes back to us to say, listen.
Why? You see, nothing we can do about it, but there is something we could do about it.
I mean, you have to sit there and be like, okay,
for them.
Which one? But I mean, if you don't vote.
For them.
For them.
Who do you vote for?
Do you vote for the organization?
No, that is the problem. I mean, at the local elections, I mean, I think a lot of us had that problem. It wasn't like there was anyone that we really wanted to vote for. That's sad.
I'm laughing in pain.
It's painful.
All right, so what do you have for us?
Well, I know you've been discussing it already, but I have to mention it because it is the big trending Twitter debate and conversation and story, and it's morphed. So it started with Julius Malema that you were mentioning, who with his, I want to say thugs, I don't know, went to the Mall of Africa and demanded from restaurant owners that they reveal their employees and where they come from. And you know, now xenophobia and the issues around that are trending. And a lot of people like Reedy Tlaibi and others have weighed in and everyone's attacking her. And this is what happens on Twitter, which is why we all don't want to be there.
I never go there.
But I only do it.
I just go read there.
Yeah, you know, I kind of go there for work.
And then
I kind of just go, I can't deal with this. It's so horrendous. And the thing is, last night, Bruce Whitfield interviewed Emil Berg-Smith, head of data privacy practice and cybercrime practice at Worksmen's Attorneys. If people want to go to the website and maybe listen to that interview, where the discussion was about whether there's a privacy issue of expecting restaurant owners to give that kind of information. And of course there isn't. I mean, in terms of Poppy and a whole lot of other laws, you are not obligated to give Julius Malema the labor details of your staff. I mean, you know, if the labor department arrive, okay.
Yeah.
So why, and this is my question, why do they do it? Are they so scary? Because they might bang up your restaurant.
We were having this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine. Then I explained, because that was his view, that why would you give Julius Malema this? Then I said, you see,
it's fear.
When you deal with a gangster,
exactly.
Because let's put it the way it is. When you deal with a gangster and you have a police service that has shown in the past not to be present when you need it, you are only left with one option. Because if you do not give the information, an order of attack, let's call it what it is, an order of attack will be issued, and you will be sitting there and thinking to yourself, I could have just given this man the paper and my restaurant, my glass walls will still be standing. If I do not and I act according to the law, which the law is supposed to protect me, I will lose everything.
Yeah, they'll vandalize.
You don't fight with a gang when you don't have a police service behind you.
It's just horrific to me. And I don't know why we tolerate this.
Because we don't have a place to run to.
No, I know. Where do you turn?
Where do you turn to? Bekitele is going to look at you. He's going to tell you about alcohol. He's going to tell you not to go to the beach. He's going to tell you don't drink. He's going to tell you that your curfew ended at 12. Other than that, you're done.
Then
you're going to go to the president. He's going to be shocked. He's going to wonder what happened in our country. There's nowhere to turn. Okay, Bob, this is your show.
This is so depressing. Moving on to another actually quite depressing story. Yusuf Abramji often posts the crime videos. He seems to have access to them. So he posted on Twitter this one that took place on the 18th of January. That was 2 days ago on the N7 highway in Cape Town, where another cash and transit heist had occurred. Now, what I'm going to focus on is the video that has gone viral, which shows ordinary people grabbing the cash that had fallen on the ground and stuffing it into their pockets and like into their clutches. And we're going to play just a little short clip of the scene and this one guy shouting at them to stop.
Nee mense, julle kan mos nie dit doen nie man. Julle dis nie aan nie. Nee gents, hy bo. Hallo my dood.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, I know we could, the listeners can't see what that video is, but you can hear.
I saw it, yeah.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we're going to get it up on our website. So if you go to capetalk.co.za in about 20 minutes, half an hour, it will be up there. And, you know, this is the question. Everyone's like shocked and all the rest of it. I mean, it's not even like the poorest of the poor that are doing this. Often I find in these cases, it's a bit like the looting in KZN last year. If you looked at a lot of the people that were doing the looting, it's not that they were absolutely, you know, the desperate, which you could have almost understand they would pick up the cash.
Yeah.
It's actually ordinary folk.
So
like a mentality, a mob mentality that occurs.
I have a statement that I always make, and it comes from the movie. What's this movie? Denzel Washington about a football game. I forgot the name now, but I'll remember it. But a junior player is talking to a captain about how the player is not playing, and the guy simply says, "Well, captain, attitude reflects leadership."
And I agree with you. I mean, there's a reason why it's happening on the ground.
It starts from the top. When you say at the top, it's okay.
It's okay to loot.
Why shouldn't we?
Yeah, I mean, if you're all doing it, you're running the country, allegedly. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is the sad, sad truth of it. And, you know, watching it and then hearing this guy saying, stop, it's wrong. And you kind of go, well, where do you learn that that's wrong?
We know exactly where. Sorry about that, love.
No,
that sounded evil, by the way.
No. Seamus is not the one story is worse than the next. But then the last story is actually quite cool, which is that, I don't know, I mean, you must have noticed the full moon. I think it was on Sunday night. I could hardly sleep. It was hanging so heavy in the sky. But what that causes is what they call the full moon spring tide. And I don't know if you saw any of the beaches yesterday in Cape Town, but the waves were massive. And so social media, Facebook, a lot of the people on my Facebook, because a lot of them kind of surf or they live in the deep south and Noordhoek and Komaki, posting these incredible pictures of the waves on Noordhoek Beach, all over here in Sea Point, the prom. And I remember as a little girl growing up in this area, there was always this kind of tide in around this time of year, and it washes right over. So it was actually quite interesting listening to Steve Pike from Wavescape. He explained the 22nd swell that arrived in the Western Cape this week, and just the kind of the reasons why it happens, which if you're interested, that was quite interesting. But of course, I think the surfers are going to be very happy because yesterday, today, and I think right through the weekend, there's going to be massive swells and massive surf.
You see, when I go to the beach, I go walk.
Yes, yeah, no.
That's
you and
me.
I
walk.
Aren't paddling out. We're not paddling out.
You see, as soon as the water goes above the waist, it's time to go back. I know my place.
Well, for those that want to paddle out, they all know that already. Trust me, they've been waiting since the first reports of this started last week.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So, are we there? Are we?
Yeah, we're done.
Already? Feels like we just started a minute ago. But before I let you go, though, when I did that evil laugh, it reminded me of one specific laugh. Do you remember this? Joe, where's my laugh? I wanted to play you the Jacob Zuma laugh. Yeah.
I thought you were either referring to the former president or Dr. Evil or whatever his name is from the Austin Powers movies.
Yeah, no. Anyways, Babs Wire, thank you so very much for that. You at home?
I don't do this on Fridays. So, are you on tomorrow?
I'm on tomorrow.
Oh, I'm so sad we won't get to do this.
So, you're
I'll be back
Friday.
On Monday. No, I work. Okay. I just don't do this.
All right.
I have another job here.
No, I don't care about that one. I like this one. I don't care about that one.